KBFT presents a series about the Lake Vermilion Boarding School, stories of survival and resilience, produced by the Net Lake Radio Project.
Boys Fort Tribal member J.K. Davis didn't grow up in Net Lake. She returned more than a decade ago and now lives near the Tribal Government Center. Kay had several cousins that attended the Lake Vermilion Boarding School at Sucker Point. Kay's mom, Verna Gregory, taught at the day school in Net Lake in 1911. She came straight out of college from Little Fork. She was thrilled to be teaching there. Kay's grandparents, however, didn't have the same reaction.
My mother came here 22 years old, I think. Grandma was horrified, and she was very strong in my mother's life. So when Grandma and Grandpa decided to go west, Mother went with them and my dad.
Things got complicated after Verna fell in love with Melvin King after teaching at the Net Lake School for a few years. In 1936, the family moved to Montana, but Kay said her dad couldn't stand being away from his tribe and his people, so he moved back to Net Lake when she was just a baby. After Kay moved back to Net Lake, she talked to some of her dad's relatives who had fond memories of her mom's time at the day school.
The older person that I talked to about my mother, who was on the reservation at the time, said, "Oh, your mother was so pretty and she was so sweet, and I knew my nephew was going to fall in love with her."
Net Lake wasn't a boarding school. It was a day school, similar to the school system we have today. Kay said her mom loved it.
My mother loved it because they were so fun. When mother had to do her own curriculum because she couldn't speak Ojibwe. So she would wear things like she'd put a signed dress on her dress, mm-hmm. Socks on her socks, and they'd all laugh at her. Mm-hmm. But pretty soon the kids were trying to write that down and put it on themselves. Mm-hmm. They were learning English, but they were also teaching their family. Mm-hmm. Because they'd take those little notes home. And this gal who said, "I loved your mother as my teacher," I said, "Oh my goodness, I've never met anybody who mother taught school." And she said, "She was so fun and so funny, and we loved her, and she was so pretty." And she went on and on. And I said, "Oh my goodness, I've never met anybody who knew her that well."
Over the years, Kay recalls her mom being sensitive about the time she spent on the reservation and her time at the Net Lake Day School.
Well, I know my mother talked about it a little bit once I found out.
What did she say?
She said, "I taught school there, and I met your dad, and I don't want to talk about it."
Kay eventually found out about her dad and that she was Native. She embraced her heritage and took it upon herself to learn more about the tribe and decided that Native American studies was going to be her major in college. Her mom had the same reaction Kay's grandparents had when she decided to teach at Net Lake at the turn of the century, when she found out about Kay's plans.
She did not know much about the boarding school. And when I chose Native American studies as my college degree, she was horrified. She said, "You don't have to do that, you know." I said, "I know I don't. I love it." I didn't know why my mother was so touchy about it. That was a long time before. And she'd been married by that time to my stepfather for quite a few years. We didn't talk about it much. But once my stepdad had died, she came out to see my dad. Mm-hmm. But she said, "I would have never done that had you not connected us." I said, "Mother, when I was born, I think I connected you anyway."
Lake Vermilion Boarding School, Stories of Survival and Resilience, was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.